And now another story of bridging the Africa-America divide, this time through culture. This is Somi. She's a jazz singer with strong East African roots. Somi's mother is Ugandan, her father an academic from Rwanda. But Somi grew up between Zambia and Champaign, Illinois. Today she's proud to say that her music is as diverse as the five languages she speaks. But living in so many worlds at once hasn't always been easy.
Coming of age, primarily in the States, at the time, you don't really understand and or appreciate that greater worldview, right? And at the time, you don't even understand how it's impacting like your lifelong kind of experience and how you're going to continue to engage with the world and how you're going to try to continue to, as an artist, for example, how that's going to affect your own work, right? And I think in terms of the textures of that experience, there are certain so many things that I think as a child I tried to repress. And so I think that's one thing that's been incredibly liberating about the creative process and my work as an artist is that you finally are able to kind of, I always talk about kind of carving out this cultural space of belonging for a new African experience, right? For this kind of capital O other black experience in the West. And I think it's just wonderful to kind of come into this place now where I feel grounded enough and confident enough to kind of articulate that place of belonging and talk about the African-American experience and the African experience and how those experiences can be actually very, very similar, right? I mean, even though there are very stark differences, but there's so much that underlies the kind of quote-unquote black experience that I think we lose sight of, especially like even now when we get into conversations about the presidential candidate Barack Obama, and people saying, "Oh, well, is he black, or what does he really understand the African American experience? Will he really represent the black people? Will he really be the right first black president in the States?" And I think it's really kind of opening up this dialogue that's totally necessary, that we can kind of begin to understand the multiple layers, you know, of who we are as people.
She gon' say, she gon' say I be lady, oh. She gon' say, she gon' say I be lady, oh. Zigga, 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 zigga.
So you've got an African child in America. Did you listen to African music?
I did. My parents played a lot of African music in the home, but my parents always had these, you know, African house parties, and I would listen to anything from soukous to folk music, East African folk music and traditional. My father was a huge fan of kind of traditional roots music, whether that was from Africa or the Caribbean, and my mother was a huge fan of opera.
Wow, that's a diverse musical background. I can just imagine, by the way, that African house party. I used to go to some, and I just would. It's really something to see men out dancing women. Those men can dance.
Right.
I love the expressiveness. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about your music.
Mm-hmm.
Ingele, tell me about that song.
Ingele is a love song. It's kind of, you find yourself in one of those relationships where, you know, you started off with so much love and the best of intentions, and then it's kind of deteriorated into something else. And that song is really kind of speaking to my lover, asking them to kind of come back, return to that place we once were, and, you know, take to care for one another, and to come back and take care of my heart, really, is what I'm saying.
Talk to me about the title track, Red Soil in My Eyes.
Sure. Red Soil in My Eyes is, first of all, the project itself is really about looking home, looking home for grounding, for guidance, for clarity. So the song, that song in particular, is really kind of a conversation I'm having with my ancestors. And oftentimes I feel this way on stage, as though I'm kind of having some sort of conversation with my ancestors, or the spirits of my history are kind of being channeled, or at least I'm trying to. Mwanawange, meaning return home, my child.
Have you gotten any reaction from Rwandans to your music?
Oh, definitely. The Ministry of Culture in Rwanda has been incredibly supportive of my work, which has been interesting because, obviously, if you listen to my work, I'm in no way a traditional kind of Rwandese artist. But what they are trying to, what the current administration is keenly vested in trying to create a newer kind of global image and identity for Rwanda. Because oftentimes when you talk about Rwanda, people are like, oh, the genocide. Oh, my God, is it okay now? Or is it... And it's been wonderful, actually, to participate in that, to be a part of that new image of Rwanda, and to say, you know, that we can survive. I wasn't there in 1994, but I... Obviously, because it affects my people, I consider the positive things that come out of Rwanda, whether they're in the diaspora or on the ground, I consider that those are kind of markers of survival. So,
well, Somi, I've really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
That was Somi. Her debut CD is called Red Soil in My Eyes.